FM 105.5, WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 9, and then at 9:02, another edition of Spotlight on Medicine, our final one of calendar year 2021. Avoiding Winter Hazards, my guest Dr. Christopher Davison, Medical Director of the Greenwich Hospital Emergency Department. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:51. Third Thursday of the month means State Senator Ryan Fazio of Greenwich joins me. Good morning, Senator. Welcome. How are you today? Senator Fazio, are you there?
Tony, sorry.
There we go.
I muted myself.
All right. this isn't a Zoom call, right?
I still can't deal with any technology.
Okay. Good to have you on this morning because you've got an event coming up tonight at Greenwich Town Hall you want everybody to know about. Tell us what's happening.
Yes. So this evening at 7 p.m. at Greenwich Town Hall in the Cone Room, we're hosting a town hall on Connecticut's economy, taxes, and cost of living. This seems to be the issue that's on people's minds these days with the cost of living going up at an alarming rate, energy in particular, goods in the grocery store, and so on. So we want to talk about the challenges that we're facing here in Connecticut and also what we can do to ameliorate them. Connecticut's economy has been hurting for many years, and we think that we need some positive change in order to improved a lot for everybody here in Connecticut. And my guests will include First Selectman Fred Camillo, an economic analyst for a think tank called the Yankee Institute, Mark Fitch, and a manufacturing executive here in Connecticut as well.
All right. What are some of the things with the session starting next month that can be done to ameliorate, as you said, I have a hard time saying that word, the situation?
So, you know, in the past couple of years, I've been calling for a approach that goes across several methods. I think we need tax reform in the state that reduces the income tax on all families, hopefully 2% or 2.5% on people in the middle. That will reduce cost of living. It will reward work. It'll make it easier to live and raise a family here. And you can finance that sort of tax cut by simplifying the tax code, taking out a bunch of the special tax expenditures and deductions that benefit special industries that politicians seem to like more than others. I think you need positive regulatory reform, especially as it relates to healthcare and energy. Those are some of the major cost drivers of inflation and major parts of people's personal budgets. We know that energy is way too costly here in Connecticut in particular. I think that you can have an all-of-the-above type energy strategy. You can produce less expensive type of solar energy, but you need to have reliable, affordable energy that's also has not a deleterious effect on the environment. I think that you need to look at every regulation that the state is imposing from a cost-benefit analysis. Right now, when we have a budgetary bill, we score it for how much it costs the taxpayers. When we have a regulatory act of the state, we don't score it for the costs and benefits to the consumer. So politicians continue to impose new regulations that sound good, but might actually cost jobs and make it more costly to live in Connecticut. So we need to look at both sides of the ledger on things like that. So those are some of the ideas that we'll discuss tonight.
All right. What's the kind of the format of tonight's meeting?
So we're going to have a discussion between the four of us for about an hour, and then we'll open it up to the guests to Q&A. Whatever everyone wants to talk about, we'll try to field the questions and answer them well.
Okay. Senators, you move into the new year and the new session. What have you looked at your committee assignments? What are you expecting to be serving on in the new session?
So I expect to be serving on the Finance Committee, which is revenue taxation. That's obviously a strong interest of mine and an issue I ran on. Education, which is near and dear to my heart. I volunteered in inner-city schools for many years. I'm a product of the Greenwich Public Schools, and I think that in the long run, we need a smarter education discussion in Connecticut that actually goes below the surface and tries to improve academic outcomes for kids. And then the last committee I'll be on is up for discussion. So that remains to be seen.
All right. And then finally, you've left the RTM, but you did speak on Monday night on behalf of the legislative delegation for a proclamation for Tom Byrne, the outgoing RTM moderator.
Correct. Tom Byrne has faithfully served this town as its RTM moderator for, I think, 25 years, which is absolutely remarkable. Grand Charter RTM is a very interesting and impressive institution in American democracy, not just our local democratic process, because it's the third largest legislative body in the entirety of the United States after the U.S. House of Representatives and the New Hampshire House of Representatives. So presiding over a large democratic institution like that is not necessarily easy. It doesn't happen automatically. It takes a skillful, judicious, and prudent and hardworking person in order to do that. And Tom Byrne was that person for our town for many years, so he certainly deserves our thanks and admiration.
All right, fantastic. Senator Fazio, again, tonight's event, 7 to 8:30 in the Cone Room at Town Hall. And people can just show up and get it, right? No registration?
Yeah, just show up.
Right. All right, fantastic. Appreciate your time this morning. Have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. We'll talk to you in January. Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Tony. Thanks a lot.
All right. That is State Senator Ryan Fazio joins us third Thursday of the month. Next Thursday...